Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, 17th chapter and Sloka number 24. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to ask Anita Mataji to give brief introduction about Prabhuji. Mataji, please take over.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you, friends. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. So today we have our class, which will be given by His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji. So I'm really fortunate to read an introduction about Prabhuji. So His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji was a professional doctor for many years, and he is now a practicing monk. Since the last 20 years, he has conducted extensive research and authored books in the field of science and spirituality. He feels the rift between science and spirituality must disappear to bring peace in the world. If spirituality is a superstition and a myth, science is materialistic and atheistic. A new approach to life is needed today that can bring the best of both. Science must embrace spirituality and be humble to admit its defects, flaws, and ignorance. And spirituality must base itself on sound, scientific and rational ideas. His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji has studied both Vedic and Western philosophy. Besides learning Sanskrit, he also learned Bengali, Gujarati, Marathi, Kannada to know about other traditions. His persistent endeavor in the field of science and spirituality has enabled him to come up with seminars on diverse topics like science and the Vedas, mind and missions, science fails to explain life, consciousness and beyond, etc., that he has presented in various colleges in India, Europe and America. Under the guidance of his spiritual master, His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj, he has also started a Gurukula, a traditional system of Vedic education in Punjab, India, where children learn the ancient Vedic culture and values. Besides, he has started a farm community. The community has a traditional way of living with mud huts and thatched roofs with cows and, of course, farming. The communities will set a model for the world to show how to live a life based on the principles of simple living and high thinking. Hare Krishna Mataji. Over to you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the introduction. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Sri Gurudev. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, 17th chapter, 24th sloka, Prabhuji. Please take
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll read the verse and then we can start. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's it. Sixth Canto, 17th chapter, 24th verse. Atha prasadaye natvam shapamokshaya bhamini yanmanyase hi asaduktam mama takshamyatam sati. Synonyms word by word. Atha, therefore, prasadaye, I am trying to please. Na, not. Tvam, you. Shapa mokshaya, for being released from your curse. Bhamini, O most angry one. Yat, which manyase you consider, he indeed asadhu uktam, improper speech. Mama, my, tat, that, shamyatam, let it be excused. Sati, O most chaste one. Translation. O mother, you are not necessarily angry, but since all my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities, I do not plead to be excused or relieved from your curse. Although what I have said is not wrong, please let whatever you think is wrong be pardoned. Purport. Being fully aware of how the results of one karma accrue by the laws of nature, Chitraketu did not want to be released from Parvati's curse. Nonetheless, he wanted to satisfy her because although his verdict were natural, she was displeased with him. As a matter of course, Maharaj Chitraketu beg pardon from Parvati. Yeah. Atha prasadaye natvam shapamokshaya bhamini yan manyasei sadhutam mamata chamyatam sati. This is the verse. And I'll just begin. Om agyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakini chakshurun litam yena tasmaye shri gurve namah. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharinir Visheshunyavadi Paschandishtarine Vandeham Sri Guru Shrutipatipandam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Savijatam Sahanaruthanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swabadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhutananda Shri Radhar Bhashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Okay, so we are there on this verse. 6th canto 17 chapter 24 verse. And what is happening here is Chitraketu is being cursed by Parvati because he actually laughed. He actually laughingly joked. That's what he did. And he's commented that that Parvati was sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva in public. And that he said, that's not proper, that's all. Now, Parvati cursed him that how dare he speak like this to them. So Chitraketu, because he was a Vaishnav, he didn't really, mind that curse because he was a devotee. Devotee is very humble. Natvam shapa mokshaya. Now Chitraketu is saying to Parvati, Parvati, okay, fine, you cursed me. So I please pardon me. Please excuse me. Atha prasadaye. He said, okay, please excuse me. But then he's saying, Natvam shapa mokshaya. I'm not asking excuse and forgiveness because I want to be released from the curse. Now, this mood pleased Lord Shiva and Parvati a lot, especially Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is himself a Vaishnava. The idea is a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, they don't have this habit of defending themselves. That's the idea again. So, why a Vaishnava doesn't want to defend himself? Why is that? Because a devotee is very humble. A devotee doesn't think that he is, that he's elevated. He's a devotee. A devotee never thinks he's a devotee, first of all. Amito Vaishnave Buddhi Hoile, Amane na Manat Hoile. Devotee doesn't think like that. As soon as a devotee thinks he's a devotee, he's not a devotee. That's all. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks in his songs. We are trying to be a devotee. Devotee is actually, so in itself, the word devotee is a big designation. We are devotee of Krishna. We are Vaishnavas. We are trying to be Vaishnavas. We are not yet pure in our minds. We are not yet involved in chanting of holy names, or we don't have any strong attraction to Krishna. Rather, we have strong attraction to material world. This kind of consciousness is not a devotee consciousness. But we are trying to be a devotee. We want to get rid of this consciousness and become pure. So that's that much we can say. So Chitraketu didn't think himself to a devotee. That's the whole idea in his mind. Because as soon as a devotee thinks, as soon as a Vaishnava thinks of a Vaishnava, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tabe hove nirai gami. He'll go to hell. That's a hellish consciousness. Amani na manado, he'll not be able to give proper respects to others. So Chitraketu, first point is, Chitraketu didn't think he's a devotee. Now what happens is, a devotee not only thinks that he's not a devotee thinks that he's a worst off person in this whole material world. That's the second point. If you go more deeper in Vaishnavism, you go more humble, you go more down, you start thinking, I'm nonsense actually. I'm the worst kind of human being in this material world. Krishna Kavala Swami is saying, Purishera Keet. Purishera means stool. I am a worm in a stool. Now, he's thinking like that. We can also think like that. So how do you differentiate between his thinking and our thinking? How do you differentiate between that? His thinking and our thinking. Well, he can think, we can also think. Somebody might be thinking like that in his mind, okay, I'm the worst kind of a devotee. And people speak like that, I'm Prabhuji, nothing, and this and that. But the idea is a test. Now, here is a test for Chitraketu. It was a test for Chitraketu. And Chitraketu passed in the test. Parvati cursed him. And he's saying, okay, I'm asking for forgiveness, not for getting released from that curse. Shapa mokshaya na tuam. No, he says, na tuam shapa mokshaya. I don't want to get released from that curse. And this pleased Shiva a lot, because Shiva and Parvati, actually, so right in the next verse, it is said Shiva and Parvati smiled to each other. They were very happy. Shiva is the greatest of Vaishnavas, Parvati is a Vaishnavi, and they could understand, yes, really, Chitraketu truly thinks he's not a devotee. He truly thinks he's the worst of all. And that is why he's not asking us to be released from the curse. Because if you truly think I am not a devotee, if you truly think I am the worst of humankind, not just a devotee, if you truly think like that, then you think I deserve this curse. I deserve. What do I deserve? Do I deserve praises? Well, a person who thinks I deserve praises, then it means he's thinking, okay, I have some qualities, but Vaishnava is thinking I don't have any qualities. I'm the worst of human beings. I'm Naradhama. I'm not Narottama. So in that sense, Chitraketu in his mind is thinking, well, I deserve this curse. I deserve this. And what you deserve, you don't ask. So you don't say, for example, somebody gives you some food and you're hungry and you get that food. You don't say, I don't want it. Okay, fine. This, I'm hungry. Okay, that's okay. If you deserve something, then you don't say no to that, isn't it? That's all. So he says, okay, I deserve and I got what I got. What I deserve, that's all, finish. That's all. Game over. There's no question of asking, okay, release me from this curse. Well, due to my karmas, this happened. Actually, in this whole incident, Chitraketu is, Parvati and Shiva could realize that he's a person, because Chitraketu is saying it's all karmas. Due to karmas, there is birth and death. People get blamed. People get honored. It's all just karmas of living. So he thought, fine, it might be my destiny. And anyway, I deserve this. So both of them combined, destiny and deservance, he said, fine, I accept it. That's okay. And especially when you are being cursed by a Vaishnav, that's a big honor, by the way. It's not a curse, it's an honor. If you get scolded by a Vaishnava, that's a festival, by the way. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he actually kicked Shivan insane. And he cursed him. He said, your all children should die. And Shivanand Sen was happy, was dancing. And Shivanand Sen's wife, she was like pissed off. She said, oh, I'll complain to Mahaprabhu. Shivanand Sen said, you nonsense. This is blessings of Lord Nityananda. He kicked me. He cursed me. How do you understand this? You can only understand this by a Vaishnava heart. By Vaishnava consciousness, by Krishna consciousness, we can understand this. Logically, you will not be able to understand this. It's impossible. Any curse or any honor coming from Vaishnava is a blessing. Because especially Parvati and Shiva, they are the best of devotees, isn't it? And whatever they say, it has to be inspired by God. And Chitraketu also could understand clearly that this, whatever she calls, is an inspiration from God. He could understand, he could see that. And Parvati, they were smiling, they were happy when Chitraketu actually accepted that curse, because Parvati also knew that whatever happened now, it is all due to inspiration of Krishna. Everybody, both parties could understand. And Acharya is explaining, this happened because Krishna wanted to bring Chitraketu quickly to back to him. That's what Krishna's arrangement was. Because Chitraketu was Gandharva, he was chanting glories of Krishna. And I mean to say, he could have continued, you know, like that, years after years. Because that's what he wanted, desired. But Krishna had another plan. Krishna wanted, no. You want to sing my glories? Come to my spiritual world and sing. Don't sing in my material world. There's a risk. He wanted him back. So he made this arrangement somehow. And that's that, both of them could understand in their mind. And that's what Chitraketu said, well, whatever happens, this is another thing. Whatever happens by this incidence, Chitraketu is not asking to be released from the curse, because Chitraketu understands one very important crucial point. Tatyanukampam susamikshamanam bhunyane vatmakritam vipakam. Whatever happens in the devotee, it is all mercy of God. Whether shubh, whether ashubh, whether reverses in life, whether difficulties, problems, everything is mercy. And that is why a devotee is not disturbed and not elated in any condition. He is focused on the mercy. He understands this. And he accepts it. Tatyanukampam su samikshamano. He accepts this he accepts it with gladness in his heart. Okay, I accept this. No problem. So he could understand it's not Parvati cursing. No. It is Krishna inspiring Parvati to do this. Even if it was not Parvati, even if it was somebody else, Chitraketu would not have done anything. He could have said, okay, fine. Parikshit, he was cursed by that. Who was that? Shringi. Shringi. He was cursed by Shringi. Yeah, son of Shringi. So Parikshit came to know, I'm being cursed and I'm going to die in 7 days. So his natural response was, okay, leave everything, sit on the bank of Ganges, listen to Hari Katha. If anybody else would have been there, he said, first I'll kill him. First bring him, I'll kill him. You know, how dare he curse me? Nonsense. He would have killed his father and him and son, both of them. He said, no, that's okay. Parikshit could understand, this is a arrangement of Krishna. He wants me back home to Godhead. So for a devotee, every news is a good news. That's the whole idea. There's no bad news in his life, in her life. If he gets a good news, that's a good news. Krishna is happy. If he gets a bad news in this material world, then he thinks, okay, fine. Krishna wants me back home. That's why these things are happening. Fine, that's okay. That's also good news. That is by one of the Saint Rumi, he said to his disciples when he was leaving his body. Rumi said, "See, I'm dying. Why are you all crying and you're unhappy? Because when you lower my body in my grave, keep in mind that's a time when I will rise up to them." So he said, "That's be happy in that." So even death is a happy moment for a devotee. So there's a verse in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and it says, Hari Bhakti Vilas says that devotion is so powerful, that devotion, tanmaya kritam papam, that devotion converts sins into pious active, into devotional acts. any sin even done on the behalf of the Lord, that will not pull you down. That will actually liberate you. Rather than pulling you down to hell, that sin, if you do it for Krishna, on the order of spiritual master or scriptures, then that sin will not only not pull you to the hell, but actually directly liberate you from this material world. That's a magic, I mean to say. You're doing sin and you're not going to hell. I mean to say, you're not even going to heaven. You're directly getting liberated. How is it possible? That's the power of devotion. Chittaketu can understand all these principles. He's a devotee, by the way. He can understand that this curse will liberate me. And that is why it is said there's a saying, when angels curse, then that curse is not to condemn you, but that curse is to reward you. That's the whole idea. Parvati is not a foolish female. She is a devotee. She is a Vaishnavi. She knows much more than what we know. So she, whatever she is doing, she understands what she is doing. And especially cursing a devotee of caliber of Chitraketu in the public, she could have simply avoided it, no problem. Later, she would have warned him, you should not do like this. You know, you should not speak like that. But she's cursing him. Why is that? Because she understands the plan of Krishna. She is actually assisting the mission of God. Externally, it looks like this is curse and they're asking pardon and this and that. No, that's not the whole point of Bhagavad. And that's why Chitraketu is happy, Parvati and Shivji is also happy. They are smiling, actually. Right in the next verse, it says, O King Parikshit, subduer of enemy, after Chitraketu satisfied Lord Shiva and his wife, Parvati, he boarded his plane, left there, looked on. When Shiva and Parvati saw Chitraketu, although informed of curse, was unafraid, they smiled and being fully astonished by his behavior. And that's the idea, you see. It's a beautiful verse. So, the fact, this whole incident, Chitraketu is not asking for being released from the curse. It actually brings out so many qualities of Chitraketu, so many qualities of a devotee. And that's why Krishna arranged this whole incident. And he arranged this incident to be recorded in Bhagavatam through Sukadeva Goswami. There might be infinite incidences in this universe, you know. But why this incident is there in Bhagavatam? Because it actually brings out real Vaishnava. Who is a real Vaishnava? He understands all the dynamics behind the curtain. He understands how this movie is being directed. And that is a devotee. A devotee is pratyaksha bhagamam dharmam, pratyaksha bhagamam. He can see and through, satyam param dhimahi. He can see through and through illusion. He can see behind the curtains. He can see behind the scene what's happening, what's the drama, by the mercy of Krishna. That's a devotee. And yet he thinks he's not a devotee. This is a beautiful combination which a Vaishnava has. And he's tested. And he passed. So, another very important lesson in this verse is that we will be able to, I mean to say, Krishna is not testing him to actually test him. That's also said. When Krishna tests you, he doesn't test you to know who are you. He tests you to tell you who are. That's the whole idea. He doesn't need to know who are you. You know, he's within your soul. He's not just within your body. He's within your soul, Paramatma. The soul of soul. He knows you more than you know yourself. But he wants to let you know who are you. Because until unless we are tested, we don't, we think ourselves, I mean to say, we are mostly overconfident and we think ourselves, but we are not. But in the test, when we are tested, when a soul is tested, he is completely naked. In your test, no designations will work. Sarvapadi Nirmuktam. You automatically become Sarvapadi Nirmuktam. Your designations will not help you in that test because you're afraid, you're tense, You forget everything, isn't it? When you're on a test, you forget everything. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Your mind, your intelligence doesn't work. You're in a situation where you're afraid. You're anxious. You're free from anxieties, and your true original self, what you are, it just rises up. It just lays naked in front of God. And that's when you know who are you. I am this. When you're tested, then you do something. And then you say, oh my God, I never realized I could do this. But nevertheless, you did that. Out of your reflexes. Because you're that. So that is why it's mercy of Krishna that Krishna gives us tests. Krishna gives us. And Krishna Gaitu is so fortunate that he's been cursed by Parvati and he's put into this situation. And he took a right decision. And by this whole incident, Krishna actually glorified Chitraketu. Some Gandharvas might have understood he's a devotee, everybody didn't know he's a devotee and what kind of caliber of devotee he is. They didn't know. Krishna wanted to show this kind of caliber he is. And not only he didn't ask to be released from the curse. He actually, yan manya se hi asadhu uktam mama tat shamyatam sati. He actually said to Parvati, if you think asadhu uktam, if I have said something improper, if I did something improper, if you think like that, then mama tat shamyatam sati, then you please forgive me for my behavior. I'm asking forgiveness for my behavior. If you consider my behavior to be improper, I should not have spoken this in public like that to you in front of everybody. Okay, I ask forgiveness. And Srila Prabhupada said, Prabhupada translates, although what I have said is not wrong, please let whatever you think is wrong to be pardoned. So, although Chitraketu in and of itself, he didn't say something wrong. He said, you know, you should not sit on the lap of Lord Shiva in the public. And that's okay. According to Lok Maryada, according to society, social conduct, that's not proper. Wife sitting on the lap of husband in public. He simply said that. So he said, okay, if my behavior was wrong, if my mode of saying was wrong, my tone was wrong, my time was wrong to speak this, I please ask forgiveness for it. So that's another point. A Vaishnava is also concerned with Lok Maryada. It's not that we have become a devotee so we can flout all the rules of the society and we can do anything and we can blast anybody and do anything. No. We have to also, as far as possible, protect dharma. Go according to the rules of the dharma and the society. Then that's very nice. Then that's good. So, as far as possible. So, Chitraketu is a great devotee. Devotee has good etiquettes also, isn't it? Devotee also has etiquettes, proper etiquettes. It's not that we are devotees, so we shouldn't have any etiquettes and we can do anything we want with public. They are nonsense and this. They are, of course, nonsense. Public is nonsense. They are not devotees. Of course, we know that. But when it comes to behavior, we have to behave properly. That's all. Lok Maryad. He's asking forgiveness for that. He would not have also asked forgiveness. He would have just walked away, isn't it? See, you cursed me. Okay, I accept it. Thank you. But that's another point. A devotee is always searching for an opportunity to put himself down. That's a devotee. A non-devotee is always searching for an opportunity to put himself up. He actually, devotee relishes to ask forgiveness. Devotee relishes to actually blame himself. It's just the opposite. Just the opposite. That's why Krishna consciousness is 360 degree opposite to mundane consciousness. We relish to not be blamed, to be glorified. Devotee relishes to be blamed. And he says, okay, I accept. And if you think I'm wrong, fine. Please forgive me. Jiva Goswami translates this a little different. Jiva Goswami says, yan manya se. Jiva Goswami says, if you think I can be forgiven, please forgive me. It's a little different, isn't it? If you think I can be forgiven, please forgive me. This is extreme humbleness. I ask forgiveness, but if you want to forgive me, please forgive me. If you wish, if you don't wish, fine, no problem. I even accept that sin. You caused me. And if you are angry, I will accept that sin also for improper conduct. No problem. A curse and a sin. That's all. So that's extreme humbleness. So it's not that. So one statement you can say, please forgive me. But in a devotee's mind, that's full of vanity. That's actually, so on a level, that's actually pride. Please forgive me. As if you think you deserve forgiveness. That's not right. Even more humble situation is, please forgive me if you think I can be forgiven. And that's what that's what Rupa Goswami is playing to Krishna. And if you read Padyavali, Stavamala, Rupa Goswami is playing to Krishna. Krishna, I have done so many offenses. If you think you can pardon me, please pardon. If you think, because in my mind, I think I cannot be pardoned. In my mind, I think I cannot be pardoned. This is how low a devotee goes. And so by his action, he didn't ask for forgiveness for curse. And by his words, he passed the test. He's the most humble devotee in the entire universe. By his actions and by his words. Yan manyase. Manyase means if you think I can be pardoned in your mind. Manyase, if you think in your mind I can be pardoned. Shammetam. Shammetam means please let me be excused. Actually, and this is, if you know Sanskrit, this is more humbleness. He didn't say, if you think I can be pardoned, please pardon me. No, he said, if you think I can be pardoned, shammetam, let me be pardoned. This is a beautiful language. This is like humbleness to the limit. Let me be pardoned. He is not bringing first person. Please pardon me. No. He knows in his mind, my existence is insignificant. Let me be pardoned. Let others be pardoned in the same situation. That's the whole idea. I'm not important. If you don't pardon me, no problem. Let others be pardoned. That is a devotee. This verse is actually the verse which brings out all the qualities of Vaishnavas, all the qualities of life. All the qualities. It's a beautiful verse. And why this verse? Can you just give me the time? Just give me the phone. So all the qualities of a Vaishnavas, they are being projected, they are being revealed, and they are being glorified in this verse. And that's the beauty of this verse. Both action and words are there. Now, another point in this verse is, this whole situation we are seeing from the angle of Chitraketu. Now, Chitraketu is using two names of Parvati, Bhamini and Sati. Here. Now, Parvati has so many names. Durga, Amba, Kali, isn't it? Now, why is he using these words, Bhamini and Sati? Now, the word Sati is important because it shows connection with Daksha Prajapati. Now, some acharyas are saying that he uses his word Sati because Bhagavatam says that as Sati, she did a mistake. Lord Shiva warned Sati, you should not go in Daksha Prajapati's yagya because he will blaspheme you, you'll not be able to tolerate it, and then you will give up your life. And the same thing happened. But she said, no, it's my father and I should go and this and that. So Chitraketu is saying Sati, he's using the word Sati. He's using the Sati in two ways. Samacharya puts this comment that he's saying that, well, you cursed me and this is another mistake. You should not have done this. Externally. you did the mistake when you were, Lord Shiva told you not to go and you went, and now again you did another mistake. You should not have done this. But nevertheless, that's okay. I understand it's inspiration of Krishna, it's plan of Krishna. So that's okay. No hassles. Another meaning of sati is, sati means sadhavi. There are two meanings in dictionary of sati. If you open the dictionary, there are two meanings. One meaning is sadhavi. And so sadhavi means sadhak and sadhavi. A female practitioner is called sadhavi. So in other words, Shitaketu is glorifying Parvati as the greatest of Vaishnavi by using the word sati. You're the best of Vaishnavi, and he's actually glorifying. Another meaning of sati is who walks on the path of satya, sati, female, who walks on the path of truth. She is called sati. Sat. So in other words, Chitaketu is saying, okay, you should not have done this. You should not have spoken like this. But at the same time, whatever you have spoken, that's truth. Because it's being inspired from supreme truth by Krishna. So both angles are there in the name Sati. He really thought about it. Which name should I use? I mean, he should have said Parvati. Isn't it Parvati? Parvati. He could have used the word Parvati, but he didn't use. So he's saying to Parvati, well, you should not have spoken like this, but it's truth. Your curse is truth, and it was bound to happen because it's all Krishna's arrangement. So he let people know who were there, all the saints and all of them. They could understand by using the fact he used the word sati, they could understand what's happening in the consciousness of Chitraketu. Chitraketu clearly understands what's happening. And that's why Chitraketu was completely undisturbed. And that's why Lord Shiva and Parvati, they were smiling. They saw, okay, we cursed him to become a demon. I mean, to say what more hellish curse would be there for a devotee to become a demon, isn't it? What's more worse curse can be there? You become a demon? Okay, you fall down, that's okay. You become a human, that's okay. You become a demon. That curse is really, really intolerant. I mean, to say Chitraketu became Vritrasura and he was forced to eat meat. He was forced to eat living beings because as a demon, he had this craving to eat live animals and kill demigods. He became opponents of demigods. Demigods are devotees of Krishna. The curse was you become enemy of devotees. I says, what kind of, anybody can tolerate this curse? Don't give me this curse, you know, give me some other curse. But this curse was intolerable. Completely intolerable. And he was cursed to become a demon. And what kind of demon? A demon who is enemy of Indra. A demon who is enemy of Indra. That means a demon who is enemy of Vishnu. And he's a Vaishnava. You see, this curse is like amazing curse. The curse was become enemy of Vishnu. Oh, I don't want this. So when Jai Vijay was cursed, they were cursed by four Kumaras to become demons. They were really anxious. They were very disturbed. My God, now we have to fight with Vishnu. We will become anti to Vishnu. So Vishnu came. He said, "Don't become disturbed. You know, that's okay. That's okay. I want to fight with you. So go do this service." They go understand. But here, that's not the case. Vishnu is not saying that I want to fight you or something. He's like really opponent of a demon. He is supposed to kill Indra. Indrari Vyakulam Loke, Mridanti Yogyam. Krishna comes to protect Indra and he's supposed to kill Indra. He's directly opposing the mission of the Lord. As a Vaishnava, you can't tolerate this. His curse was beyond the limits of any Vaishnava who could really absorb that curse. But he absorbed it. He absorbed it. And that is why he calls her as Sati. Why he absorbed this curse? Because he could understand that Krishna wants this. He could understand this. Okay, Krishna wants this, fine. What can I do? Even that curse is intolerable to me. Krishna wants this, that's okay. And that is pure devotion. That is pure devotion. Even if something is intolerable to you, but if Krishna wants, that's okay. And Krishna will test you. Krishna will tell you that very thing which is intolerable to you. Do this. Krishna told Yudhishthira, speak a lie. Completely against his principles. He was Satyavadi. And he told the very same thing. It's completely intolerable. Krishna told Arjuna, kill Bhishma. Completely intolerable. Arjuna said, why Bhishma? You know, he's everything to me. He's most dear. You're telling me. That's how Krishna tests his devotees and let people know that the foremost desire of any devotee is to fulfill the will of God. That's all. Even if fulfilling that will of God is completely intolerable and completely unacceptable. That's the whole point. Completely unacceptable. But that's okay. We'll do that. No problems. That's the whole idea, Chitraketu. That's why he's using the name Sati. Another name he's using, Bhamini, Parvati. Bhamini means, it means a female who is angry. That's called Bhamini. There are many types of females, categories. A female who becomes often angry, she's called Bhamini. So using Bhamini, he's saying, why is using Bhamini? Because she cursed him now. She became angry. She cursed him. So he's using the name Bhamini, that you became angry and you cursed me. So, as a Vaishnavi, anger is not good. In that sense, he's using the word Bhamini. But actually, Parvati became angry not because he actually blasphemed her, but she felt that he blasphemed Lord Shiva. Because he was saying that she should not sit on the lap of Shiva, as if it was Shiva's mistake to keep her on the lap. And she became really angry because of that. So in the sense, she became angry, but at the same time, he called her as Sati because of this fact also, because he could understand whatever Parvati was doing was right. Whatever Parvati was doing, it was actually correct. She did a correct thing. Because if a Vaishnava is blasphemed, then you have to do something, isn't it? She felt Lord Shiva is being blasphemed, so she cursed him. So Chitraketu is saying, well, you became angry, Bhamini, but nevertheless, you are Sati and you walk on the path of truth. And I can understand that you did okay. And that's why he didn't get disturbed. That's why he got disturbed. Because it was not for some selfish purpose she became angry. Otherwise, he would have said, what is this nonsense and this? You didn't do right. I'll curse you back. And Lord Shiva said that Chitraketu had full potency to curse her back. But he didn't die. He said, okay, fine. It is according to Vaishnava principles. Fine. That's okay. Acceptable. I did something. I said something. And you felt bad because it actually defamed Lord Shiva, brought his prestige down, became angry, and that's the order of scriptures. Okay, fine, that's fine, that's okay, good. So in the sense, he, Chitraketu, was seeing the curse as a right thing that happened from all angles. What Parvati did, she should have done that. And what happened, it was plan of Krishna. And he accepted it because he was a Vaishnava. So from all angles, it was perfectly fine not to ask forgiveness from curse. Actually, if he would have asked forgiveness, please forgive me and actually remove your curse. He could have said that to Parvati. Please diffuse this curse. But if he would have said this, he would have actually lost his fortune. That's all. He would have actually been the most unfortunate person in the universe because only by this incident he is being glorified as a great devotee. And only through this incident, Lord Shiva and Parvati became happy, and actually Parvati cursed him, but Shiva blessed him. That was the whole idea. And Parvati was also happy, it is said. Externally they were cursing, but internally they were blessing him. So that's the whole idea. When a devotee curses you, a Vaishnava takes it to be a blessing because he knows that in the form of the curse, they are blessing him. They are rewarding him. they're rewarding him. They cursed him and they knew his behavior. They predicted what he's going to do. And that's why they cursed him, and they knew that with this curse will come a great reward to him. He'll be glorified in the entire universe. Vritrasur's name is in Rig Veda, by the way. Very few personalities' name is there in Rig Veda. Vritrasur's name is in Rig Veda. And that's quite interesting, because that Vritrasur Stuti is so important that it's been put in Rig Veda. It's such important. He's glorified in Rig Veda. That's how glorified he is now in the history. So such a great reward he got by this curse. Glorified. And he went back to Godhead. That's all. Finish. He didn't have to wait. He didn't have to serve Krishna for thousands and thousands of years as Gandharva, sing his glories in this material world and be at risk. Krishna said, finish this off, come back to him. And I'll do something by which you will be glorified. Body will anyway come and go. Some things you have to tolerate. But if you're ready, that's okay. That's what is this whole incident, this whole verse of Chitraketu. Okay, anything anybody wants to ask, I'll end up there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. It was really very instructive. So this episode of Chitraketu actually says us that we should not find fault. The devotees are really very humble in nature, and they won't take even the curse as the fault. Instead, they will take it as a mercy of the Lord, blessings of the Lord. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for clearing that. Devotees, any questions or... Any questions? Yeah, Shiva Kumar Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Thank you, Sitaji. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, from today's class, Prabhu, one question. Sometime back, there was this idea that was circulating within the devotees that only in pure devotee's life, there is Krishna's hand in the happenings. Is one of the opinions that was kind of circulating within the devotees. That does not seem to be logical to me, Prabhu, because on one hand, it is that. On the other extreme, whatever happens, even in a new neophyte devotee, there is Krishna's hand in everything. So I thought my understanding is, according to the level of surrender, can we understand that Krishna's hand is there in the devotees?
Yeah. You're right. I mean to say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur brings this fact absolutely clearly in his books, and I think which book was there? I think it's Madhura Gatamya somewhere. He raises his point whether Krishna's hand is there in neophyte devotees or not. And then he raises his point. Well, if new devotees, they suffer something, it's due to their karma or it's Krishna's hand. And then he says it actually appears like karma, but actually Krishna is behind that. It is actually bhakti uttitha. It is not due to karma, uttitha. It's not due to karma. It's due to bhakti.
Okay.
It's due to Krishna, which is handling. So, but the idea is the level of involvement of Krishna with the devotee depends on the surrender. But right from the first day, Krishna is involved. Otherwise, what's the meaning of bhakti? There's no meaning of bhakti if Krishna is not involved. If, in fact, to say that Krishna is not involved in the life of new devotees and only in the pure devotees, it actually really blasphemes Krishna, because the whole idea is whatever we are doing, Krishna is doing disproportionately much more for us. That's how we understand Krishna. So even a small service Krishna considers as a big service. That's his nature. And he tries to, in fact, Krishna made this material world so that living entities willfully want Krishna to interfere in their life. That's what this whole material world is there for. So that we change our will and we say to Krishna, Krishna, please interfere in my life. And as soon as that's what this whole scheme is there. And if he sees even a spark of this sentiment, Krishna, you are my Lord and I want to surrender you, and please interfere in my life, he will immediately start interfering, because that's what he wants. That's his project, by the way. So to say only in pure devotees Krishna interferes and not in new devotees, I think it just actually It is actually, first of all, not actually really understanding the nature of Krishna. And second of all, it just breaks all the foundation of philosophy.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was insightful class today and a lot of takeaways for us, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Jyoti Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is, we are servant of gopis. So, but as we start doing bhakti or we are doing our bhakti, we are not connected to gopis. I mean, whatever limbs of bhakti we are practicing.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. We are all connected to gopis right from the first day. We don't realize that.
Huh.
But we are. You know why? Because what is bhakti? Anya vilashita shunyam. That's what we're practicing. Anilvashita Shunyam is sentiments of gopis. Well, what is chanting? What is Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna mantra is actually personal mantra of Radharani. Golurkera Prema Dhana Harinam Sankirtana. We want to serve Krishna. That is all. We are all followers of gopis right from first day. But we don't realize that. That's the whole idea.
Yes, Prabhuji. So how to realize that? In our practice, how we should connect to
that
attitude is not coming because I see that there is lot of independence, but that attitude to imbibe with that, how to do that?
Well, there's a process, Shravan Kirtan, of course, that you are doing, but beyond that, if you want to do that, See, Prabhupada says, I'll tell you. Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says there's a small technique if you want to fulfill your desires, and that is crying. If you really desire to do it, just as a child cries for the mother, that kind of desire, strong desire, then that will happen. But we don't have that kind of desire. So we have to first increase that desire. More and more. The amount of desire we have, that's insufficient to actually move Krishna to bring you to that point. The desire should be like when you're dying for a breath. And that comes when we chant and when we actually focus on our agenda, what we are doing. That's why Krishna says, Shubha Shubha Parita. Krishna says, don't waste time in this material world adjusting your situation. Don't do that. Otherwise, your desire will never become focused, never become strong enough, just like desire to live. Then that will happen. So that's
He's not, there is a gap, Prabhu, because I see that there is a gap to there the desire in the service
There is a lot of gap, definitely.
How much time that will take for that desire time. To cultivate?
Time, patience, it'll take a lot of time. It might take your entire life, by the way. So, it might take two lives, might take three lives. It might happen quickly, but you know, we can't tell. Nobody can tell. Only you can tell how much hunger you have. But it will take time. Krishna, Dasyama Rupa Swami says, Utsaha Nishchit Hairya. And Krishna purposefully will not give you quickly. He will not give you. Because if he gives you prematurely, then you will not actually realize what he has given you. So he will hold, even if you deserve, he will hold it. He will hold and he will want you to actually desire for it more and more and more and more. Purposefully he'll do that. And then he will give. And finally you will say, I'll die without it. I mean to say, yeah, you will really die. So how will Krishna know that you are saying truth or not? So anybody can say, Krishna, I'll die. If you don't give me this desire, anybody can say, but Krishna will know. Krishna will let you know that you're not at that platform or at that platform. Because at that point, you lose complete interest in this material world. Complete interest. Complete interest in all adjusting your situations around you. Complete interest in adjusting. You will just be oblivious to everything. Be completely focused on your goal. And then things will move on. It takes time, a lot of time. It takes a lot of time.
It's not fair.
It is fair. You know why you think it's not fair? Because you have forgotten. Krishna can also say, you left me for millions of lifetimes. It's not fair. So I will give you after millions of lifetimes. then what do you say about that? That's fair, isn't it? Millions of lifetimes. If you get in one lifetime, two lifetimes, that is beyond anything what you call as fair. We have to remember, actually we forget our past, that's why we say it's not fair. How many lifetimes you have rejected Krishna? How many lifetimes you have offended Krishna? How many lifetimes you have cursed Krishna actually? We don't know. I also have done. But nevertheless, Krishna says, okay, in one lifetime, I'll do it for you. So if we remember that, it is much, much, much more beyond fear. Fear word is even less enough for that, by the way.
Okay, Prabhupada, thank you so much. Dhanvat pranam to you.
Okay.
Hare.
Very, very, very beautiful reply, Prabhupada. Really, it's so inspiring hearing your reply. Hare Krishna, realme, Prabhupada, you want to ask anything?
Yeah, Prabhupada. Hello?
Yeah, speak. Hello, Hare Krishna.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam, Prabhuji. Mera kuch questions tha, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
To agar hum Krishna ko bhool ke jagat mein aaye, to wo hame yaad kyun nahi hai? Matlab wo incidents to hame yaad
rahe. Okay, the question is, if we have come to this world, leaving Krishna, so why don't we remember that we have left him? That's the question, isn't it?
Wo incidents yaad kyun nahi hai?
So the idea is, if we would have remembered that, then we would have become mad. Because you left Krishna, who is the most beautiful, who is the most merciful, who belonged to you. So Krishna purposefully made you forget that fact. So that now you can have peacefully, you can do something, you can reform yourself. Otherwise you would have been in psychiatric hospital, that's all.
अच्छा प्रभुजी और एक क्वेश्चन था और दो क्वेश्चन है मेरे वो क्वेश्चन है मैंने आपके ही एक लेक्चर में सुना था कि मतलब वो एक मतलब एक मतलब एक कावर्ड बॉयज था वो फिर वो जा रहा था मतलब भगवान के गुणगान करते हुए जा रहा था तो उसकी जो
या गोप कुमार
वो खीर लेके हुआ था तो उस पे उसकी मतलब थूक गिर गया उसकी तो फिर एक गोपी ने उसे श्राप दे दिया फिर वो इस जगत में आ गया
या इट वाज हैपेंड समथिंग लाइक दैट सो व्हाट्स द क्वेश्चन
मतलब गोपी क्या इतना नहीं समझ सकती कि इसके लिए क्यों थोड़ा इतना बड़ा सजा
दे सी व्हाटएवर इज हैपनिंग सी द क्वेश्चन इज समथिंग हैपेंड इन स्पिरिचुअल वल्लभाचार्य कमेंट्स देयर वाज सम कर्सेस इन स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड एंड वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट इट्स ऑल इन पुराणास आल्सो देयर कर्सेस एंड ऑल दिस गर्ग समिता एंड देयर ऑल दिस थिंग्स बट Whatever is happening in spiritual, it's all due to arrangement of Krishna. Everybody understands. Everybody knows what's happening. And Krishna wanted to do some pastimes in this material world. And there was curses and they came here and this and that and that. It was just a drama to actually add spice to his pastimes. That's all. Nothing else.
So, there is one question in the chat, Prabhupada. So it's from Bhagavati Harini Mataji.
Or a question to Prabhupada.
एक सेकेंड पहले मैं कर लूं ठीक है
सो आई शैल रीड द क्वेश्चन प्रभुजी
या रीड द क्वेश्चन जस्ट या
ओके सो द क्वेश्चन इज इफ नॉट वैष्णव कर्सेस वी हैव टू टॉलरेट और आस्क फॉर फॉरगिवनेस इफ अ नॉन वैष्णव कर्सेस वी हैव टू टॉलरेट और आस्क फॉर फॉरगिवनेस
नॉन वैष्णव कर्सेस विल एनीवे विल नॉट बी इफेक्टिव यू नो सो व्हाट टू डू It's redundant.
No, she's asking maybe we have to tolerate or what that.
Well, a devotee first preference is always tolerate. A devotee will always tolerate. Tamsitikshasva Bharata. A devotee doesn't have a habit of retaliating, you know. Devotees not like that. Only animals have this habit of retaliating. You do something, they will come back. Even a human doesn't have this tendency. What to talk of Vaishnava, even a human should, okay, fine. And by the way, I'll tell you one thing. If you retaliate and if you win over that person, okay, he does something non-devotee and if you retaliate and if you do something, okay, fine. And you were right in this and he was wrong. That's okay. But in the end, what happened? In the end, you forgot Krishna in the whole scheme and you lost. So devotee doesn't retaliate, a devotee tolerates because he doesn't want to spend his energy, mental energy to solve the situations. He wants to spend his mental energy to remember Krishna. And that's how illusion works. Illusion will put in a situation where you're right, the other party is wrong, and you will be inspired to actually retaliate and prove, you know, what is right, what is wrong, because I am right. I'm a righteous person. And in the end, you will waste your time. And that is why Krishna says, Shubha Shubha Parityagi. Krishna says, go beyond right and wrong. It's not a good idea. Because in both situations, you'll forget Krishna and you will lose your precious time and you will waste your life. So that is why we don't retaliate, we tolerate. It's not we don't tolerate because we are good and we should tolerate. No. Because we'll forget Krishna. And we don't want to forget Krishna. Okay? You forget Krishna, you do whatever you want. We don't want. Fine. That's the whole idea.
Thank you, Prabhuji. That was really very wonderful reply. So you said that we should tolerate the devotees won't repeat back whatever it is there. But sometimes, I'm speaking of myself, sometimes I give back also. So I don't know. Maybe I'm an animal, as you said.
No, everybody does that. But we should not do. It's not a good idea to retaliate because after all, if it's a reflex, and the more we control our reflexes, it's a good idea. Because if we fulfill our reflexes, we will be again making these reflexes strong, and we'll come back to this material world. So we have to stop that things, and we have to remember about Krishna and not waste time in all those things. We all have to learn this.
अगर हम एकादशी के दिन मतलब चावल खाते हैं तो नरक में जाना पड़ता है, तो ये सुन के मुझे हंसी आई बहुत. तो क्या ये सही है?
Yeah, if you eat rice on Ekadashi, you'll go to hell. That's all.
मान लो मेरे मम्मी है, तो मेरी मम्मी मेरे को बिस्कुट खाने के लिए मना कर रही है, ठीक है? बिस्कुट खाने के लिए मना कर रही है और मैंने खा लिया, तो क्या मेरी मम्मी मुझे ये बोलेगी कि तू जेल में चला जा इसके लिए?
Well, your mother is ignorant, but you have knowledge, so you should not eat. Because on Ekadashi, all the sins will enter rice and ann. अब वो साइंटिफिक नहीं लगेगा. साइंटिफिकली यू विल थिंक व्हाट इज दिस, बट एवरीथिंग इज नॉट इन द ग्रास्प ऑफ प्रेजेंट साइंस. इट माइट बी साइंटिफिक, बट वी डोंट नो द साइंस बिहाइंड इट. हु नोज, यू नो देयर आर सो मेनी साइंटिफिक लॉज.
मैं एक्सेप्ट कर रहा हूँ वो साइंस है, लेकिन वो जो नरक में भेजने की, मतलब एक चावल ही तो खा लिया, क्या गलती कर दिया हमने?
गलती नहीं की. इट इज नॉट रॉन्ग टू ईट वन ग्रेन ऑफ राइस. इट इज रॉन्ग टू disobey the orders of Vishnu. That's why we go to hell.
Oh.
One grain of rice, no problem. But you disobeyed Vishnu, that is why we go to hell. That's all.
वही तो बात कर रहा हूँ. मतलब मेरी मम्मी ने मेरे को कुछ खाने के लिए मना किया, तो मैंने खा लिया. ना मेरी मम्मी मेरे को जेल में भेजेंगी इसके लिए?
अरे मम्मी को क्या पता आपकी, आपको नहीं खाना चाहिए था. We don't disobey the orders of Vishnu. We don't want to hurt Krishna, no? If he is saying don't do this, we don't do this. That's all.
मतलब भगवान की इतनी बुरी पिक्चर क्यों है हमारे सामने? मतलब एक क्रूरता की पिक्चर क्यों नहीं, क्यों मतलब बनाए? मैं क्यों बनाऊं?
कृष्णा प्रभु जी, आई थिंक वी हैव फ्यू मोर.
या
दिस क्वेश्चन एक और लास्ट क्वेश्चन. व्हाटएवर प्रभु सेड ना, दैट इज करेक्ट. यू हैव टू फॉलो हिज व्हाटएवर ही सेज. Don't argue. If you don't believe, then it's very hard for you to take up Krishna consciousness. First thing of Krishna consciousness, yeah. You have to believe. Whatever जो भी बोल रहे हैं वो सच है. सच के सिवा कुछ नहीं है.
जरूर मैं उसे एक्सेप्ट करता हूँ. मैं प्रभु जी की
बात. तो फिर एक्सेप्ट करते हो तो फिर ऐसे क्यों बोलते हो कि इतना क्या कर लिया? इसीलिए तो बता रहे हैं. आपको नहीं पता कितना आपको बचा रहे हैं वो. राइस अगर खाया आपने तो आपका कितना नुकसान होने वाला आपको पता नहीं. आपको बचा रहे हैं वो.
तो इसके लिए तो मुझे थोड़ी नरक जाना पड़ेगा.
यस, जाना पड़ेगा. क्यों नहीं जाना पड़ेगा? किसने बोला?
जस्ट वन लाइन प्रभु जी
या यस प्रभु यस प्रभु. इफ यू डोंट बिलीव देन डोंट स्पीक दिस काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स.
No, what I say?
It's like, बच्चों को भी समझता है प्रभु जी. आप तो काफी बड़े हैं।
मैं तो बड़ा, मुझे समझता नहीं है क्या करो, थोड़ी बुद्धि कम है ना, इसलिए तो आपके
आप फिर बुद्धि कम है तो आप प्रभु जी की बात मान लो, दैट्स इट।
मैं फॉलो करता हूँ प्रभु जी, मैंने मतलब वेजिटेरियन हो चुका हूँ मैं, मैंने
ठीक है, सुनो 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 सुनो, ऐसे करो मुझे मेल भेजना, ठीक है ना, मैं आंसर कर दूंगा, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, मुझे पर्सनल मेल भेजना। हाँ, मेरे मेरे यूट्यूब पे चैनल पे जाओगे ना, लेक्चर्स है ना, उसमें नीचे मेल दिया, उसमें भेजना, मैं सारे आंसर करूंगा, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, ठीक है।
अच्छा गुरु जी, एक और लास्ट क्वेश्चन है, वो
नहीं अभी नहीं, पहले और
भी क्वेश्चंस, देयर आर सो मेनी एंड दिस, सो
मुझे क्वेश्चन भेज देना, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, मुझे क्वेश्चन भेजना, दैट्स ऑल।
क्वेश्चन इंटरेस्टिंग लगा कि नहीं लगा प्रभु जी?
नहीं, मुझे मेल, मुझे मेल पे भेजना, मेल पे भेजना,
ठीक है,
ठीक है, सुब्रमण्यम प्रभु।
हरे कृष्ण, हरे कृष्ण केशव।
हाँ, मुझे कोई बुरा नहीं लगा, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, परफेक्ट है, मुझे मुझे आंसर क्वेश्चन भेजना, हम करेंगे, क्योंकि और भी डिवोटीज है ना, तो आपके मेरा भी टाइम होगा डिवोटीज को पूछना, मैं इसलिए बस, और कुछ नहीं, मुझे कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, चिंता मत करो, क्वेश्चन भेज देना, आंसर कर दूंगा, ठीक है।
हरे कृष्णा, सुखकर कृष्ण दास, आपका दास। अच्छा, आपका क्लास अच्छा लगा बहुत प्रभु जी। अभी हमारा डिवोशनल लाइफ में आके अभी बेस्ट थी,
इंग्लिश इंग्लिश,
अभी उन लोग हिंदी में बोला था, मुझे भी हिंदी आ गया, सॉरी। नाउ व्हाट आई एम आस्किंग इज, नाउ व्हाट ऑफ ऑल द डिवोशनल क्वालिटीज, चैतन्य महाप्रभु द थर्ड वर्स त्रिनाद पे सुनचन, ह्यूमिलिटी एंड टॉलरेंस, सो इफ वी डेवलप दैट फुल्ली and we do our chanting and everything and follow all the rules, that is that the highest quality a devotee should have, humility and tolerance?
Yeah, but yeah, Mahaprabhu said that's the highest quality, but the idea is how much deep that humility goes, how much deep that tolerance goes, that we have to understand. A new devotee, they also have conception of humility, but their conception is very superficial. उत्तम अधिकारी हैज अ कॉन्सेप्शन ऑफ ह्यूमिलिटी इन हिज माइंड, ह्यूमिलिटी मींस फीलिंग सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्ण। एट द लेवल ऑफ मध्यम अधिकारी, ह्यूमिलिटी मींस कंट्रोलिंग सेंसेस, एब्सोल्यूट कंट्रोल। इन द माइंड ऑफ कनिष्ठ अधिकारी, ह्यूमिलिटी मींस ओके फॉलोइंग ऑर्डर्स एंड यू नो पेइंग ऑबिसेंसेस। सो देयर्स अ डिफरेंट कॉन्सेप्शंस एट डिफरेंट लेवल। सो ऑल्दो महाप्रभु सेज ह्यूमिलिटी टॉलरेंस विल टेक यू, बट हाउ मच डेप्थ वी हैव अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट वी गेट रिजल्ट्स। Tolerance also have many levels of depth. That's the idea.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Keshwan Prabhu. Dandar Pranam Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Do we have time? Hare Prabhu.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one question is there in the chat. I hope. Yeah, Anand Vilas Prabhuji, he is asking, in this day and age, when we unwillingly come across inhuman and heinous incidents by perpetrators, molesters, rapists, abusers of women, such incidents shook up one to the core. How, as a devotee, can I process the feelings of disgust and offensiveness?
What can you summarize? I can't understand.
Yeah, so actually, in this age of Kali, there are so many inhuman activities are going on, Prabhuji. So such incidents, those incidents are making as a devotee, how can he express his feelings?
How can we express the feelings to whom?
Feelings of disgust and offensiveness. How can he express it? What he is asking.
Who expresses? I can you understand the question?
Like as a devotee, Anand Vilas Prabhuji, are you there?
Anyway, I don't know if I understand the question rightly. The point is, I don't know the question, but if I understand rightly, you see, there are so many things are happening in this material world, inhuman things and wrong things. And but you see, Krishna says, Shubha Shubha Parityagi. Just go beyond this. We don't have any feelings for anything in this material world. Either good, either bad. This is all mundane things.
Yeah,
something bad
I
is happening.
Has also asked to Prabhuji, like, how I think
but we don't express our feelings for material world. We are udasin, but Krishna says this material world, whatever is happening, we are simply unconcerned. Our concern is spiritual world, that's all. People might think, okay, no, something bad is happening, you should express your feelings and this. Why we are not, you know, that's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, go beyond evil and Chaitanya Prabhu says in Bhagavatam, Bhadram, Abhadram, Aisab, auspicious, inauspicious in this material world, it's all duality. Go beyond this. So, yeah, we are not concerned with anything in this material world, good or bad.
Okay.
Just concerned with spiritual world. That's it.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So Prabhuji is on driving, so he cannot answer yes. So there is one last question, I think. It's from Ojas Gade, Prabhuji. He's asking whether we can use counters for chanting.
Some people use because they have to go to their offices and, you know, so they have to go to their, I mean to say, ideally we should not use, we should always chant on beads. That's a system. But sometimes when there are like conditions in which everybody's opposed to you, you know, in the house, nobody wants you to chant. And sometimes you are traveling in some cabs or in some there, you can't hold your bead back. People, you know, at that times you can use counter, but that should not be a habit. That's the whole idea. As far as possible, chant on beads. That's a very nice thing. But in this age, sometimes things are very complex. So it's not really wrong, but it's not ideal also. That's the whole thing. That's what I think.
Yeah. So I think we have...
One thing I just wanted to add a bit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not even chanting on beads many times. He used to finish his rounds on fingers. It said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he was going in Jharkhand forest, he had the counter. He had the counter on his waist. The chant on his hands, needs to put one round on. And then like, because when he was dancing, then he how would he hold, you know, beat back? So Nityananda Prabhu said to Mahaprabhu, well, you don't want to carry your beat back? Mahaprabhu also had a beat back, isn't it? Mahaprabhu said, well, in Jharkhand, I'll be traveling, I'll be dancing. And so he said, I'll chant on my hands. And that whole incident is recorded by Rupa Goswami in Stavamala. Raghunatha Goswami records that in Stavavali. It's a beautiful song where Mahaprabhu is chanting on his. And the word uses Kara Japa, he's used in that. So the idea is to actually keep a count. And why to keep a count? To keep a discipline. But we use beads because that's a system and that's also holy and something like that. Counter can also do if you can keep a count. When these devotees were in Russia and they were imprisoned, there was this book, Salted Bread. So this that devotees in Russia, they were imprisoned. They didn't have beads. So what they did, they made some beads out of bread crumbs, and they were chanting on that. And so in some really obscure circumstances where you can't use beat back and you're forced not to use, you can use counter. But ideal is beat. That's my answer. That's
thank you so much, Prabhuji, for even one question. I'm really amazed of your replies for all the questions. It's really very nice to have you on the call, Prabhuji. So we want your association again and again in future. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your
Hare Krishna
association today for us on this forum, and we wanted association in future also. Devotees, I don't find any questions further anymore. If any questions are there, you can mail to Prabhuji also. Prabhuji has told in his YouTube channel link, that is the mail ID of Prabhuji. You can very well go there and check for the mail ID. So devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpatra
Prabhuji.